If indeed religion is more adaptive than irreligion, the most likely explanation is this. The mystics are right. Materialism is false. But most non-materialist systems contain at least some elements that are true. As we might expect, some contain many more true elements than others. If this is correct, we should expect people who have RSMEs to generally be well adapted to life. And, as we explore in Chapter 8, we usually do see that. However, the main problem with D.S. Wilson's position is the one that Leon Wieseltier observed while reviewing materialist philosopher Daniel Dennett's Breaking the Spell, 2006. It is self-defeating. You cannot disprove a belief unless you disprove its content. If you believe that you can disprove it any other way, by describing its origins or by describing its consequences, then you do not believe in reason. He adds, if reason is a product of natural selection, then how much confidence can we have in a rational argument for natural selection? The power of reason is owed to the independence of reason and to nothing else. In this respect, rationalism is closer to mysticism than it is to materialism. Evolutionary biology cannot invoke the power of reason even as it destroys it. D.S. Wilson attempts to avoid this problem, as we have seen above, by declaring that science is somehow above the fray in its support for factual realism. But that will not work because actual science has a great deal of difficulty with factual realism when it disconfirms paradigms, and under those circumstances, science behaves in much the same way as other human institutions. And to the extent that D.S. Wilson means by science the philosophy of materialism, it hardly helps his case to announce that rationality is not a gold standard. But we must also consider the second approach of evolutionary psychology. RSMEs are not adaptive at all, but merely accidental free riders on useful systems. In that case, they could appear to be associated with good physical or mental health or genuine insights into the nature of reality, even though they make no sense in a purely material universe and do not really contribute to the benefits they are associated with. Spirituality as an accidental byproduct. Religious concepts realize the miracle of being exactly what people will transmit simply because other variants were created and forgotten or abandoned all along. The magic that seems to produce such perfect concepts for human minds is merely the effect of repeated selective events. Pascal Boyer, Religion Explained. Anthropologist Pascal Boyer, who studies concepts of agency and personhood, has refreshingly little use for the usual tropes and truisms of evolutionary psychology.